Free Entertainment by Matt McBride. A retirement villa in Spain was Bob's dream for as long as he could remember. But living next door to the family from hell for 2 years had turned his dream into a nightmare. The villa he'd chosen was beautiful in every respect. It had everything he could have wished for. Modern and luxurious, with a small private pool, it was perfectly situated close to a lively holiday resort. The only thing lacking was a few hundred yards of clear space between him and his neighbors. Bob had only been able to afford a duplex, and that was his downfall. He was sure the occupants of the adjoining house were vampires. They were certainly nocturnal. They watched TV at full volume until 4 in the morning. They took showers at all hours of the night. Their teenage children were noisy, and played endless loud music, and their Rottweiler barked constantly. If they'd owned a pet mouse, it would have been the one that roared. Bob had asked politely, begged, and even pleaded for reasonable behavior. But it had made no difference. His neighbors were totally indifferent, inconsiderate, and selfish. One member of the household had even suggested that Bob should appreciate all the free entertainment. That had really rankled. But, after 2 long years without a decent night's sleep, Bob had finally been able to escape his predicament. He'd never been a gambler, so, although he'd been surprised by his sudden impulse to buy a ticket in Spain's biggest lottery, El Gordo, it was nothing compared to the shock when his numbers came up. He'd been on the brink of a nervous breakdown, and couldn't believe it was true, until the day he saw his winnings, printed in black and white, on his bank statement. Bob didn't waste any time. He quickly found and bought a newly renovated farmhouse in the country. Totally private, and with no close neighbors. Bob reveled in his newfound peace and tranquility. The only thing he had left to do was get rid of the house from Hades. Then he could forget all about his 2 years of misery. His broken dream would be nothing but a fading memory. The only problem was, Bob had a conscience. How could he sell the place and let some poor unsuspecting buyers go through the same trauma? A few elderly couples had already been to view the villa, and seemed keen, but, after a while, Bob had told them there was already an interested party. He just couldn't bring himself to sell to any of them. He was mulling things over in the quiet of his new garden, when the solution came to him. He would keep the villa as an investment, and rent it out for holidays. After all, he reasoned, visitors staying for a week or two shouldn't be bothered too much by noisy neighbors. Bob considered the idea very carefully. No, he decided. If he chose the right type of visitor, they wouldn't be bothered at all. The more he thought about it, the more the idea appealed. In every way. Bob was fussy about who should stay in his holiday villa. After all, this was a business proposition, so it had to make a profit. He decided to advertise it himself, in order to attract the exact clientele he wanted. Definitely no children or pets. And people with enough cash to pay in advance. He spent weeks researching which magazines would be read by the class of holidaymaker he wanted, before placing advertisements. Inquiries started rolling in, and bookings quickly followed. It wasn't long before Bob found himself standing outside his old home, waiting to hand over the keys to his first clients. Loud pop music was blaring out from next door, and he hoped his visitors wouldn't be put off. As he waited, he wondered what they would be like. He had a pretty good idea. He'd chosen the magazines very carefully, and knew from handling telephone inquiries that his advertisements had reached his intended audience. Bob heard what he thought was a rumble of thunder. He gazed at the clear blue sky in surprise, then quickly realized his mistake. He smiled, as the noise grew into the throaty beat of half a dozen Harley Davidsons, cruising down the street towards him. Bob raised his hand, and the motorcycles came to a screeching halt. A number of bearded leather-clad individuals dismounted. Their leader, wearing an oily denim waistcoat with Satan's slaves emblazoned on the back, greeted Bob gruffly, and handed over a wad of notes. Bob welcomed them into the villa, demonstrated how to work the Megasound system he'd had installed, and showed them the fridge full of beer. All as promised in his advert. As Bob walked to his car, he felt the ground shake, as the powerful beat of Iron Maiden erupted. And he chuckled with satisfaction. The Harley Owners Magazine, and Motorcycle Weekly, were proving to be the ideal publications to advertise his holiday let. The villa was fully booked for the whole of the summer, at premium rates. And he was sure his old neighbors would appreciate all that free entertainment.